If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor, Doctor, Mr. MD, Doctor, now can you tell me?
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. Hey, Frank, our magical engineer, are you ready? Oh, yes, he's ready. And we got a great show. For the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about the Fountain of Youth. And we are supposed to have a special guest tonight for the second part of the show. We're going to be talking with Rocky Stone and his wife, Betsy Stone. They run this nonprofit for cleaner air, water, and food. And we're going to talk to them about what's going on and why it's important for us to listen and what we can do to support. So we'll have them on for the second half of the show. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hit the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm minding the time because it grows short. And today's devotional puts us in Proverbs 30, verse 5, where it says, every word of God is pure, and he is a shield to them that put their trust in him. Oh, yeah. So put your trust in the Lord. He'll look after you. I mean, really trust the Lord for everything. Worry about nothing. Pray about everything. Trust in the Lord, and He'll look after your welfare. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, thank you, Frank. Oh, well, a birth control vaccine is in the works, but there's a problem. It could leave women permanently sterile. This is a first ever supposedly contraceptive vaccine. It uses the person's immune system to block fertilization rather than to disrupt the menstrual cycle. It is in clinical trials, by the way. So the marketing for this vaccine goes according like this. The developer says that it's a new form of a contraceptive. It blocks pregnancy without the usual trade-offs of weight gain and blood clots. It would be an intervention that's long-acting, but is, they say, reversible, cheap, and discreet, easy to administer. They say it's less invasive than the intrauterine devices, more convenient than daily pills. They said that their envision of this is going to be in the works in the next 2 years, and a person may need a booster shot to make it fully effective. They said nearly 100% effective. Well, that's the marketing that you're going to hear about it. But the vaccine developer, which is a former director of India's National Institute of Immunology, said that he developed this vaccine that would neutralize the human chorionic gonadotropin, or HCG hormone, and it's known as the pregnancy hormone because it's necessary to help a fertilized egg implant to the uterine wall. So this is similar. It's kind of like a jump off of the tetanus shot. The tetanus shot already does that. It releases a protein so that a fertilized egg can't attach to the wall of the uterus and dies. And that tetanus shot, they tested on women in Africa, and people there weren't getting pregnant for 7 to 10 years. One tetanus shot did that. So Dr. Brian Hooker, he's a chief scientific officer at Children's Health Defense. He said the vaccine is absolutely horrible. It's a bad idea. A lot of things are going to go wrong immunizing a woman with HCG identical to a hormone that she produces. Or even if you want to flip that around, men and with sperm proteins that attack their own sperm and the production site. He said, with regards to irreversibility, it is very difficult, he says, to turn off an immune response, and many would be left permanently sterile from this type of vaccine. So be aware of that. What'd you say, Frank? Frank says, and was this treatment tested under the name of COVID vaccine? Don't know. Haven't heard. But moving along in the quack report, you may have heard the WHO plans to launch global digital health certificates that will demand compliance with all the vaccines and lockdowns. So the World Health Organization is planning to implement a global digital health certificate. Implementation of a digital health certificate is among the 307 amendments in the international health regulations proposed by 94 nations of the WHO. So the proposed amendment to the HIHR, I can get it out, Frank. They're a completely different set of proposals. And by the way, the Biden administration is trying to get this pandemic treaty signed with the amendments they adopted in 2022 without your Senate or without a parliament for the UK confirming them. So these amendments could easily be adopted, and the World Health Assembly is holding a meeting May 21st to the 30th to vote on all this stuff. So it's been suggested that many in Congress are so busy campaigning for re-election, they are really not paying much attention to this Biden-US WHO treaty. And this would, they say, remove power of the president, the U.S. Supreme Court, state governors, legislators from overruling the WHO compliance demands regarding health matters, including pandemics. So if you haven't contacted your representative, now would be a good time. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about Fountain of Youth here. So men or man, mankind for centuries has been searching for this elusive fountain of youth. The cosmetic industry's marketing embraces this notion of everlasting youth, and to the tune of more than $80 billion a year. And science is always looking for a way to control longevity. So whether it is editing genes, telomeres, influencing enzymes, or antioxidants, it's all about profits at any cost. Well, there's some new research. This is May 2023. This is from Study Finds, and they report that science is working on blocking an RNA molecule that would allow humans to live longer. So science is referring to this as the fountain of youth molecule. So according to their research, our body produces a micro-RNA molecule, and they're calling it 141-3P, and they say it contributes to aging. So they want to stop that. So the research is being done at Augusta University in Georgia. The scientists think that the micro-RNA molecule is linked to the health conditions that older adults deal with. So they're saying it's responsible for you getting old and having all these problems. Now, I'm sure science can possibly pull this off, and they will sell the gene editing to senior citizens in order that they may avoid things like inflammation, muscle loss, and bone loss. Here is a quote from the lead scientist, Sehad Fuzel. He's a PhD at the Department of Medicine in Augusta University. He says, we want to suppress your micro-RNA 141-3P gene. So most of the research on this micro-RNA gene here is a model to modify an overexpressed or elevated form of the gene. So my question is, what could be elevating this gene to supposedly cause some aging conditions? Well, because not all elderly have age-related conditions. Some of them age quite nicely, no problem. So according to the January 2022 Journal of Hepatology, it is swelling or stretching of this gene that causes it to elevate and cause your aging issues. Therefore, I'm saying, well, find out what's causing that. Find out what's causing the swelling and stretching, and perhaps, you know, the elder conditions would not even manifest then. And as we know, science, scientific medicine, is about making lots of money, and disease prevention does not make them lots of money. Here's another quote from Saeed at the Augusta University Department of Medicine. He says, we discover ways to try to prevent damage rather than bring the body back to normal, end of quote. Well, that should say it all, right? So this research did get published in the May 2023 Journal of Aging and Disease. And I want to take you a little ways back to 2014 when I was reporting on something like this. I reported on a farming problem in the United States, because due to overuse of farming fertilizers and pesticides, we have soil that isn't so healthy. And crops are not healthy coming from the soil, and bugs are attracted to sick plants. Therefore, farmers are using more pesticides. So without healthy soil, we have crops with depleted nutrition, and one is phosphorus. Now, when you have healthy soil, it will have adequate amounts of phosphorus and iron and calcium. So nutrients are required for good health and longevity, and humans age faster without this good nutrition. So your health crisis starts with the soil, basically. Now, in October 2020, the National Geographic reported that our U.S. farms faced a phosphorus crisis due to fertilizer use. So without the proper nutrition, roots and shoots of the crops suffer. So a lack of phosphorus inhibits growth. It produces dull, dark leaves, which tend to appear at the oldest part of the plant. So we have an issue with our agriculture not behaving. So why is phosphorus important? Well, phosphorus is a non-metal energy nutrient. It is a negative charged ion. And it likes to combine with metals and organic acids to support a lot of the chemical reactions that happen in our body. So phosphate and calcium make up a majority of the skeletal system. So if you take any B vitamins, it is only effective when phosphate is present. And phosphate likes to combine with four oxygen atoms to form its phosphate ion. So phosphate is also a major part of the coenzyme adenosine, and you will find it in your blood and in cells, which acts like an energy catalyst. Well, energy, gotta have phosphorus. So you will find phosphate in healthy foods, and normally it's unlikely that you'd be phosphate deficient, but with today's agriculture and lifelong pharmaceutical drugs and the over-the-counter medicines like antacids, which tend to block the absorption of phosphate, well, then you have a problem. So in healthy soil, plants will store large amounts of phosphate in order for them to reproduce. So phosphate is essential to transfer energy throughout the plant. And it's also important for us. So let's look at some herbs that are really high in phosphate. You want herbs that contain high or very high phosphate. If you have herbs with very high phosphate, it'll serve you to have 600 to over 1,000 milligrams. Herbs that are high in phosphate are 320 to 600 milligrams. Now, your very high phosphate herbs that I like to use are peppermint, milk thistle, Siberian ginseng, and fennel seeds. And they have some really great uses, and we'll go over those in a sec. Now, phosphate is really good for joints. So if you got joints that are giving you a problem and you want to avoid joint replacement, this is important. I like to tap into the phosphate-rich herbs to help tired, popping, swollen, weak joints. Now, sometimes the calcium supplements are not going to be enough, and you have to add phosphate herbs for the extra energy to speed up the process of rebuilding tissue. Now, peppermint is an herb with an analgesic effect, and it likes to block the pain without disturbing your central nervous system. Therefore, peppermint will reduce inflammation and swelling, especially in the joint. Peppermint is also a great herb to use in place of narcotics. And if there is fluid on the joint, I like to add lobelia, our relaxation formula, and that helps deal with any edema or fluid retention. However, I do not use lobelia, though, if someone is taking maybe diuretics or water pills. I tell them, don't use both of those at the same time. Don't use them. So let's look at some phosphate and how it can help you out. So as I mentioned, I like the phosphate herbs, peppermint, milk thistle, ginseng, Siberian ginseng, fennel. But interestingly, the first three herbs, your peppermint, milk thistle, and Siberian, can also help you lose extra weight. So if you add dandelion root, you can also maximize your weight loss effect. So let's look at peppermint. Peppermint will improve digestion, and it stimulates circulation. So peppermint also reduces bloating, and it helps to control appetite. So add a little fennel seed, and you can max out your appetite control. So peppermint and fennel. Let's look at fennel. This is an amazing herb. I like to tap into it to help curb overeating, and I also like gentian root, too, if overeating's a problem. Fennel also reduces the sensation of feeling bloated or hungry. So fennel seed will stimulate the pancreas and increase its secretions, improving transit time in your digestive tract. It'll also help balance the floras in your digestive tract. Yay! Milk thistle, love this herb, helps the liver to purge more toxins and regenerate quickly. This improves the organ's ability to cleanse the blood and fats and to purify the blood and carry more energy. So milk thistle's got lots of antioxidants. It keeps the phosphorus oxygen ions there in balance, and it prevents free radicals. And if you have fatty liver issues, I love to use milk thistle with dandelion root. Yep. So Siberian ginseng's on the list we mentioned. Excellent to help balance blood pressure and blood sugar and offer a lot of energy to the body. So the herb contains adaptogens to remove stress from the system and increase the activity and efficiency of the immune system and help deliver adequate oxygen to your cells. So the function of the gland system is also enhanced by your ginseng's, American and Siberian. Getting back to our dandelion, it is a lovely root, hardly any side effects listed on this item. people have sensitivities to some things, so that's why I say hardly any. So dandelion root has it's long been used for inflammation, for gout, rheumatism. It's also been recently found to have chemicals which kill all known cancer cells. And it helps also to reduce inflammation and provide a more alkaline environment. So avoid dandelion, though, if you're allergic to ragweed. Okay, you'll have sensitivity there. So basically, eating right instead of doing gene editing is how I see this picture. So we have to protect the soil in order to have healthy, nutrient-rich foods that we want to eat. Now, chemical spraying and fertilizers, herbicides, pesticides, pretty much destroying the nutrition in your soil. So these chemicals can actually cause metabolic dysfunction and disease. So be aware of that. So growing your own garden most likely is going to be the safer alternative if you can't get real organic foods anywhere. Now, for organic professional strength herb formulas, I like Apothecary Herbs. They have many of the herbs high in the nutrition we just talked about. And one of my favorites is their Body Foundation Food Mix and their Dandelion Root Tincture. They are also, there's lots of options there. Apothecary Herbs is also, well, you'll appreciate the education that accompanies the product, so you're learning as you're getting your tools and you're being more empowered. So call them for a free product catalog. Their number is toll free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., it's 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. ThePowerHerbs.com. If you want to visit the site, ThePowerHerbs.com. Right now, they're in the middle of their Mother's Day sale, so you'll save 20% on orders of $65 or more. Use coupon code MDAY23. Details are online, or you can just call and ask for the discount and put it on your order form if you're mailing in an order. So this sale will run through the 14th of May, and restrictions do apply. So do take advantage of the timely sale. They have a lot of stuff in stock, so that's the good time to get your things that you need, whether it's immune boosting, organ cleansing, metabolic strengthening. Frank, I was just talking to a lady today. She was saying, what's the answer to all this, you know, health issue stuff? I said, well, I like to keep things simple. Cleanse and nourish. You get the toxins out, which, you know, prevent regeneration, and you put the nutrition in for the building blocks of regeneration and healing, and you got most internal medicine issues taken care of. So cleanse and nourish, very basic, simple. Learn how to do that, because that's what they're expert at Apothecary Herbs. They got cleanses to help you remove those stumbling blocks, and they got the super nutrition to infuse that into the system so you can get things going. And of course, you know, we're so depleted with our mineral count, as we've been discussing on the show for a long time. The agricultural area is quite lazy, and so they don't want to do crop rotations. They don't want to let the land rest, so they just want to throw fertilizer and chemicals on the soil. And our soils is dying. I watched a documentary, Frank, and it was the usual length of a documentary, but you know, they could have summed up everything in maybe 15 minutes, really. But they were showing you all the steps and what's going on. And at the end of this thing, they show you a farmer on this land that's doing the, you know, conventional growing. And the soil was hard, dry. It wasn't rich looking. You know, it looks like, you know, if rain fell on that field, the water bounced right up off of it. It wouldn't soak in. And then he showed us a field that was, you know, crop rotated, none of those chemicals, and the soil was loose and moist and dark. It was like looking at coffee, you know, it was beautiful. And like I said, bugs are attracted to sick plants. So that means your farmers are using more pesticides, not less. So we have to get back to some healthy soil, or we're all going to be really ill. And people need to start, you know, doing their garden thing, learn how to do that. I've got some seeds that I'm growing up in my own kitchen at home, and I'm going to plant them. I've got some lettuce and cucumbers and carrots and things, and it's just a lovely thing to grow. When you sprout them from seeds, it's kind of this, you know, God miracle happening. You see this life come out of this little bitty seed, and it's almost like a project with God when you're planting stuff. And let me tell you, picking stuff out of the garden, right, Frank? You know this, tastes so good. When you eat your garden vegetables, oh, nothing like it. 10 times better than what you buy in the store. So, you know, get your green thumb on. I would look at people ask me, where do I get really good seeds? There's a couple of them out there. Baker's Creek is one. They got heirloom seeds, heirloom organic seeds. So you can, like, do a little search online, but I usually get mine from Baker's Creek. They're out there, I believe, in California. I know they're West Coast area. So that's one of the places I shop. Sometimes you can see other people doing heirloom seeds online that have good deals. And so, and you know, for, if anything, buy extra seeds because you can use them in trade. You know, if you had to trade for something, people want seeds. Other things you can trade are what? Coffee, you know, coffee beans. Tobacco, so people like stuff like that. Tools. People are going to need tools. So, think of things, I call it Indian wampum. Think of things that people would need and have those on hand. So if you needed to trade it and you didn't have a currency to trade, you can barter with stuff like that. So seeds would be barterable. They'd be like currency in times of need. So, have some extras. And seeds tend to expire. So make sure, you know, you're getting some fresh seeds. I haven't been around too long. Because if you gotta sprout old seeds, it takes a little bit of effort. Have you ever tried to sprout old seeds, Frank? Yeah. Newer trade away anything. Never trade away anything that can be used against you. Yeah, that too. That too. Yeah, so if you get old seeds, you kind of take a little, like, emery board, and you kind of rough up the outside of the seed a little bit. And then I get a paper towel, and I wet it, and I put the seed in there. And I put that in a Ziploc bag. And I don't put it in direct sunlight, but I put it where it's going to get some sun or some light. And it makes its own greenhouse, you know, in there. And then all of a sudden you're getting a seed that's going to sprout, hopefully, anyway. That's usually what I do if I got seeds that are a little bit on the expiration area. So, little tip. Yep. All right, so we're going to be taking a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with our special guests, Rocky and Betsy Stone. They own, they run this nonprofit called Citizens for Clean Air and Water and Food. So we're going to get informed when we come back from this break. Be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid. liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Kidney Stone Formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Hey, thank you, Frank. It's great bumper. I guess we do have our special guest. We are going to be introducing here Rocky and Betsy Stone. Now, Rocky is a Vietnam vet, and these two delightful folks run this nonprofit called Citizens for Clean Air, Water, and Food. So information that the Stones have, they've uncovered some really important things, and it's going to desire our attention. Local news and even 60 Minutes was interested. So welcome to the show. How are you two doing?
Thank you. I'm doing great. How are you doing, Betsy?
I'm just fine. Thank you for having us on your show.
Well, thank you for being with us this evening. You got some information here. But first, before we jump into that, can you tell the folks out there a little bit how you got into this?
Okay. How we got into it was in 1609, I was doing work at TVA. New Johnsonville coal-fired steam plant, and I ingested coal ash, which is called fly ash, and I've been sick ever since. The coal ash, you take one breath of it, you've got lead, mercury, arsenic, cadmium, and 30 other toxins in your body. And so when we realized I was poisoned, that it's a poison, and the poisons do not come out. They stay in your body to do future damage, just like asbestos.
Mm.
That's how, and then, let's see, it took about a couple of years to figure that out. And then we started buying toxicology books, and my wife set up a library in another one of our bedrooms with all the thick 3-inch toxicology books that the toxicologists, because if this is going to poison me, I want to know what's happening next. And yeah. Then that was in 2017. The plane flew over, a yellow crop duster plane, and sprayed the corn and soybeans in our area. And my neighbor called me and he said, "Rocky," he said, "you see the plane flying over?" He sprayed across, he sprayed 20 feet from my house, and my cat's dead and my neighbor's cat's dead.
Oh.
So I said, okay, since I'm the only one that knows poisons, I said, okay, you're working. I said, I'm retired. I'm going to go around the neighborhood and see if anybody else had a problem. And they actually sprayed a father with his two children in their backyard, soaked them, and they ran to the hospital and diagnosed with pesticide poisoning.
Oof.
And what I had to explain to them, since with my wife and I have been studying this for 10 years, what I had to explain to them, once that stuff gets on, even on your skin, it's absorbed into your skin, and it does future damage to your organs. It does not come out of your body.
Wow, that is something else. I'm sorry that you had to experience that, but I think you're making lemonade out of lemons by warning people and helping them be educated about things.
Yeah.
But
a neighbor that was sprayed 2 years ago, and she found out when she went to the hospital because she was sprayed, she found out that she was pregnant. And so, you know, oh boy. But my wife and I looked at each other and said, uh-oh. So now that child today went to Vanderbilt to have an open heart surgery because of the spraying. As far as me down in New Johnsonville, there's a court case going on right now of another coal-fired plant in Knoxville. That case is going to change the laws in America for workman's comp. Those are 90 of my coworkers are dead right now, and there's 200 in the hospital dying from just the coal ash.
Wow. Well, and I think you've got another hot topic on, I guess, an herbicide called Paraquat, and it's a class action lawsuit. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay, we got my wife and I have been hunting around for an attorney. So anyhow, 2017, I said, okay, I'm not a doctor. At least I can go and have my neighbors write down their complaint. And so to today, we have 250 signed complaints to the Department of Agriculture that the plane flew over, my horse died. The plane flew over, we went sick and went to the hospital. What happened is an attorney, the fifth largest environmental attorney in the world, and with Billy Ringer, called me up and said, "Hey, I'll take your case." It took a year for us to develop to this. And he said, "Hey, I'm going to take your case if you do all the running, you and Betsy do all the running around." And, no problem. We're here to help our neighbors. So, what happened is they took 20 people from our area that are already doctor diagnosed with Parkinson's. And they found out it's all caused from the Paraquat spraying.
Okay, so Paraquat, is that made here in the United States or is that a foreign chemical?
Okay, here's the problem with Paraquat. Paraquat is owned and made in China now. Paraquat is outlawed in China. Paraquat is outlawed in 60 countries because it kills people. Why are they allowed to spray it here? And I want to tell you the history of Paraquat. Since I'm a Vietnam vet, what happened is, right now, 6 months ago, the government said, oh, anybody exposed to Agent Orange, even 10 miles away out at sea, you get Agent Orange disability. And what they're spraying, I had a head scientist, a chemist from Monsanto call me up in 17 when we started this. And he said, "Mr. Stone, I'm one of the chemists that make that stuff." And he said, "You know what it is?" And I said, "Well, tell me." And he said, "It's Agent Orange. It's not Paraquat." Monsanto said, "Hey, everybody knows the word Paraquat. It's deadly and it'll kill you." Well, Monsanto came to his chemist and said, "Hey, there's 30 chemicals in Paraquat, in Agent Orange. If we add one chemical, no matter what it is, We don't have to call it Agent Orange anymore, do we? We're going to call it Paraquat, and we're going to spray it all over America. Now, one other thing I want to tell people is half of America dies of some form of cancer. Half of America dies of some form of cancer. That's the facts. And the other people like us who are still alive, we have it, and it's the chemicals. We never had cancer until chemicals.
Well, that's So basically, you and this attorney you're working with, I believe his name is Bill Ringer.
I never was working with him. He said, "I'll take your Paraquat people out of 150." He said, "I'll take them."
Oh, okay.
And those people, and they're doing all kinds of stuff for the people, and those. The enemy, the Paraquat people, sent me a 79-page subpoena that I have to give them all the paperwork, anybody I talk to about Paraquat, and they want to get me involved in the lawsuit. And so I gave them all the information. You know, this is a federal subpoena. And I gave them all the information, but there's a line between me and Billy because he's the one that's investing a lot of money in this court case. And right now you're going to hear about Paraquat and Parkinson's all this summer. It's going to come out of your ears because there's going to be 20 cases opened up, federal cases.
Okay, so you're going to probably see TV commercials that says, if you have any of these diseases, call this law firm kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so let's list some of those. We have to list all of them, but supposedly Paraquat can put you at risk of Parkinson's. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, soft tissue sarcomas, leukemia, multiple myeloma, peripheral neuropathy, type 2 diabetes.
Okay,
yeah.
Wendy, at the bottom of the list, the second line up, it says stroke. Do you see it down there?
Yeah.
Okay, they sprayed a year ago across the street from me. I had a stroke, my neighbor had a stroke, and the other neighbor next to us had a stroke. All three of us were in the hospital with a stroke.
Okay, blood pressure and kidney disease is on here, prostate cancer, respiratory cancers, glaucoma, cataracts. I mean, it's quite a list.
And that's put out by the government. Tell the people that's put out by the government. They have to admit this stuff.
Wow. Okay,
and spraying our children. We had the plane come out of the field 3 years ago. Sprayed a grandpa playing in his backyard with his child, with an 8-year-old child and her playmate. And that child was, their body was sprayed. They ran to the hospital with this stinging on their skin. And the Murray Hospital in Columbia diagnosed it with pesticide poisoning. That girl could not say the alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, after that.
Well, Frank, our engineer, has a good question. He said, you know, we get a lot of things imported food-wise from Mexico. Are they using this in Mexico?
Yeah. Okay. There's no regulation on it.
Okay. So it's an herbicide. So are there any, is there like a substitute? Why are they using this Paraquat?
Well, it should be outlawed. Why are they using it? Because nobody knows that they're spraying poison right next door to you, and it's a heavy metal now. It stays on the ground. It never goes up in the air like smoke. It travels on the ground. That's why we've had 5 people within 10 miles here that live down in the valley area, 5 dead, because they live down in the valley. They're diagnosed with pesticide poisoning. Now, here's another thing, a big hit. My wife almost died of cancer 8 years ago up in Columbia. Her oncology doctor was Dr. Stephen Woodley, and we were with him for 2 years, and then he walked in the room, closed the door, and he said, "I'm retiring in a week, and I can talk to you about anything I want now." And he said this. He said, "Our cancer, 90% of our cancer is from Columbia South, because of the spraying, the chemical spraying by agribusiness. That's the cause of the cancer, and that's why I'm singing it so loud."
Right. Well, I heard that they chose Paraquat. The farmers use it because they don't have to plow. It's a no plowing. They just kill everything, and they don't have to plow.
Okay, just a minute. No. These are agribusiness farmers. They're not actual farmers, I call them, because They're in this business. The government is backing them. Even if there's a fire that destroys all of their corn or soybean crop, the government reimburses them because the government says you're feeding the world. They don't say we're feeding America, because most of these corn and soybeans on this chemical crop goes to communist China.
That's weird. Okay, so why would China want this stuff?
Because they don't have enough to feed themselves. We're feeding them.
Okay, so what's the difference between paraquat, and I may pronounce this wrong, discumbra or discumba?
Discumba. Okay,
yeah.
Tell them, Betsy.
They're two different things. They're just two different things, but they use both of those here, and they're called restricted use pesticides. And they made up this thing to appease the public. They say that they give them special training in how to use it and to be careful and how to apply it and not bother anybody. But you can't get past the drift. It drifts everywhere. There's evidence of it drifting everywhere. There's both of those products are deadly to animals. When we first came here, we had hummingbirds, just countless hummingbirds. Last summer we had 3.
Now another thing is, I went to the bee meeting here, local bee meeting, and that day I got in the mail from Co-op and also Farm Bureau magazine an article put out by a paragraph put out by the Department of Agriculture. And the Department of Agriculture 2 years ago, in this article, they said they're in Tennessee, 80% of the honeybees are dead because of the chemical spraying. And the last sentence they said was, Department of Agriculture is no longer going to monitor it.
Wow. And you need bees to pollinate your food, you know?
Yeah, and we have, like I said, we have 89 animals dead. We have 150 signed statements from people who have been damaged. We actually have over $300,000 in medical bills. And we've been to the Department of Agriculture, we've been to their lab, we brought dead goats in, and they say, Mr. Stone, we're going to charge you for this. And I said, no, you're not. This is a farm animal. And they say, it doesn't matter. The people in the office said, we're going to charge you for it. And that's still going to be ongoing.
Is that a farm animal,
the Department of Agriculture has to test it. If they have, like, dicamba, if they allow dicamba sprayed in this state, if the animal dies of a poisoning, they have to be responsible for it.
Okay, so
dicamba is a big problem now in Arkansas. There was an article in the Audubon magazine in the winter issue of the Audubon magazine that gives a detailed account of all the problems they've had with dicamba. They went so far as to say they were never going to spray it again, and then suddenly the owners of the product got it back into use again, and now they're spraying it again. And that's the same thing they're spraying here. It's deadly to animals, and it's deadly to people. It kills life.
Okay, we have quarterly meetings to inform our neighbors and our public about what's going on. And I tell people at the meeting, I say, okay, how many of you lived here in the 50s? And half of them raised their hand. I said, well, every pond had birds in it, didn't it? And everybody says, oh, yeah. And I say, where are the birds now? You drive all around this county or all around America, there's no birds. Because when they breed this paraquat, dicamba, when they breed what they're spraying, what the agribusiness farmers are spraying, it says right on the material safety data sheet, one breath and they are dead.
Another product they use is DEQUAT, and it's a relative to paraquat, and it's something they spray for the insects on the water and in the water, around the water. They use it for that reason, and it is known to cause cataracts. When I grew up in the 50s, the 40s and the 50s, my grandparents never had cataracts. They lived up into their 80s and 90s. They never had cataracts. My mother died at 80. She never had cataracts. I've already had cataract surgery. Everybody here has already had it.
Now, We had our meeting, our quarterly meeting, just 2 weeks ago, and we finally put it on the internet just yesterday. And if you look up Citizens for Clean Air, Water, and Food, Rocky and Betsy, you'll get into our last one-hour meeting. And here's the thing, Wendy. I say to the people, all right, we've done our business here, so I'm going to tell you people what the 50 signs of being poisoned are, because I was poisoned. And so I say, and when I do it, I said, half of you people are going to raise your hand and say you've been poisoned. By the time I get to 25 things that are the symptoms of poison, half the people admit that they've been poisoned, they didn't know it.
Mm. Okay. Are there any other names these chemicals masquerade under?
Yes, paraquat is another name. There are several names, but the other one right offhand that I know is gramoxone.
Okay, and what about ortho?
Ortho, I'm not sure what that is. I'm not sure if you go to the extension office, they have a booklet that they will give you for free, and it tells you exactly what all these things are, and then it also tells you the trade name. Like for glyphosate, it's Roundup. You know, they'll give you the trade name.
Right, okay.
It has a whole list of all the products and then what the trade names are, and there are many different names, so it's very confusing.
What I want people to do is they can look me up, look Betsy, the Citizens for Clean Air, Water, and Food, and I give people the 50 symptoms. And your readers, even if they live in the city, they will look at the 50 symptoms, and they will be calling me to tell me, yes, I've been poisoned, what do I do? I get 10 of those calls every day now.
Okay, tell us, you were talking about animals and you were telling about going to have an animal tested. Was that the frozen goat story that you were,
Yeah.
Okay, so you took this animal to the health diagnostic lab in Tennessee?
Okay. Yeah, now here's the joke. This is the Department of Agriculture vet testing lab when an animal dies like a cow. Ellington Agricultural Center. Like a cow, you take it up there and they will test it for, we have to find out what killed your animal because it might be a disease.
Right.
But so these people, the Department of Agriculture already knew us, we've already had meetings with them, and, let me jump onto something else. They came down in 2017 because at that time we had 30 signed statements. The Department of Agriculture had a meeting at the courthouse and they said, okay, Mr. Stone and Betsy, you're right. Something is going on here, and we are going to make a law, the Department of Agriculture is going to make a law that all of the planes and all the farmers have to call 911. Tell us when you're spraying, tell us how much you're spraying, and what you're spraying. So fine. We said fine. So now, 6 months ago, that's supposed to be all recorded on 911. We went down there to 911. And we talked to the boss there. We said, we're ready to pick all that paperwork up. And he said, fine, I'll have it for you in a day. We went back the next day, and he said, I'm sorry, it was erased.
What?
Yeah, it was erased. Now, here's the other thing. All of the agribusiness farmers, we have asked them, even on camera, would you please give us the material safety data sheet of what you're spraying? Even if you're spraying paraquat, give us the material safety data sheet of everything you're spraying, because we have 150 people with their animals dying and 150 people that are sick and children. And the doctors need to know exactly what poison they were sprayed with. And the farmer said this, the agribusiness farmer said this. No. They said, you go to your doctor, you get him to write me a letter with my name on it and say that my poisons or my pesticides did that, and then I'll decide if I give you that.
Wow.
And I corrected him. I said, no, hey, that's not the federal law. And this whole thing, the chief of police even filled out a crime report when I had 30 statements. And he put it, I put an ad in the paper. If anybody that has a problem with the plane spraying or the farmer spraying these poisons, call 911 and the police will go to the pilot or to the farmer and say, may I please have the material safety data sheet? And if he doesn't, he's under arrest. All right. What happened the next day? The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation came down and arrested the chief of police and his assistant that wrote it out. And I still have the report.
Okay, so
filled out.
So what we have here are what they call forever chemicals. They don't break down, right?
That's right. That's correct.
All right, just,
it's just like DDT. I was sprayed to death with DDT, and I read in the paper here that they used that here also in the 50s and the 60s before they started with Paraquat and Dicamba and glyphosate and all of these other things.
And okay.
It is still in the air, water, and food. It's never gone anywhere. It's permanent.
My neighbors, well, I say, my neighbors, they built 30 houses a half mile away from us, and it used to be a corn and soybean field saturated with that stuff. And it does not dissipate, does not go in the ground.
Okay, so Rocky, does...
My neighbors,
does...
I walk over to them, and I say, hey, welcome, neighbor, and when you mow your lawn, what happens? And he says, well, when I mow my lawn, I get sick, and I have to lay down for a couple of days. I get flu-like symptoms. That's because you're stirring up the poisons.
Okay, so Rocky, we're running out of time. So what these things do, you get infertility, immune system issues, cancer, a whole slew of things. And what about runoff? Can a water system filter any of this out?
No, they're not equipped to do that. I've read about that. And that's the biggest threat. I just read the environmental science booklet that was put out for the people majoring in environmental science in college, and the 2023 issue says the biggest problem with water today is agricultural runoff, and most of the places don't have the equipment or the kind of materials necessary to filter it out.
Oh, my goodness. So we're maybe drinking it, bathing in it, and, of course, we're eating it if it's on the plant. So
that's right.
We got
forget, it does not come out of your system.
Well, okay, so tell the folks that they're listening, if they want more information from you, how they can get in touch with you.
Okay, look up, like I already said, we're Citizens for Clean Air, Water, and Food, Rocky and Betsy Stone. You'll come to our last meeting, and you can hear the 50 symptoms, and half of your people are going to raise their hand and say, yes, I have it.
Okay, so if they can't get to your meeting, can they give you a call?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. And
okay.
Then people can call us. Our phone number, we live in Summertown, Tennessee, 931-829-3344. And we'll be happy to talk to people or go on radio or we've been on TV.
Okay, well, we're running out of time. So if you need to get in contact with Rocky and Betsy Stone, the number is 931-829-3344 for more information.
No, 3344, yeah, excuse me.
3344. So we're running out of time, but thank you so much. The both of you have been a delight. Thank you for joining us and imparting all this information, which is real important, and people need to be proactive about it. I bless you in the rest of your endeavors, and let me know how that case goes, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Take care now. Awesome. Good information to have. Awesome stuff. But we're out of time. And don't forget, Apothecary Herbs does have that Mother's Day sale. So if you're interested in getting some of your organ cleanses, immune system support, metabolic support. By the way, those cleanses can remove heavy metals, radioactive particles, pesticides, and herbicides. So I'm going to have to inform the Stones about that. ThePowerHerbs.com or give them a call at 866-229-3663. And 20% off for the Mother's Day runs through the 14th of May. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.